If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here at Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Glad you're with us here. Venture Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show
eye health, and some of the pathways science says is contributing to eye disease. So we're going to be looking at what we can do about that. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking Lord's face and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. That's right. So when you ask the Lord to become the Lord of your life, you bury the old man and all those sins are forgiven and you're a follower of Christ then. You fall under the stewardship of the Lord, seeking his face, reading the word of God, and being that soldier of faith. That's what you are. So mind the time, because that invitation has an expiration date. And as things are moving in this world, it's going to be coming up soon. So get to getting on that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, recently passed in New York State, they got a couple of bills they say may pave the way for future legislation that would mandate adult enrollment in state vaccination databases. So both the houses in New York State and their legislature have passed bills that could usher in these new changes. Two bills, A4132 in the State Assembly and S837 in the State Senate. Then by themselves are not especially dangerous, but these bills primarily protect the confidentiality of vaccine information held by the state database, as well as force institutions that are requiring immunization passports and so forth to accept valid vaccination and all the record cards. So, but these bills could actually, you know, transition into have resolutions of passage S-1531, which is a bill that would require healthcare providers and administrator vaccinations, the administrators of vaccinations, to have people 19 years of or older to report all their vaccinations to the regional health organization database. So more tracking, as it were, in the works. Moving along, last but not least, in the quack report, this is quite shocking and upsetting, actually. This is three people have died after using eye drops that were contaminated with a bacterial superbug. So people with dry eye, you know, needing wetting drops, they were using some over-the-counter wetting drops. And unfortunately, March 14th, 68 individuals from 16 states were infected with a rare strain of Pseudomonas aeruginosa soma, which was reported to the CDC. CDC has announced that four of the affected individuals had to have serious surgery. Eye drops were recalled in February. Global Pharma Healthcare recalled the artificial tears lubricant eye drops, which were distributed by Isri Care and Dislam Pharma. And this happened in February. The eye drops were used by people with dry eyes, needing extra lubrication for relief of discomfort. The artificial tear lubricant eye drops were sold in your drug stores, your CVS, your Target, your Walmart, and pretty much all over the United States. The product is also sold by online retailers like Amazon. So health authorities are continuing to track infections. They are investigating an outbreak in 16 states, which were California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, North Carolina, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Nevada, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. So if you have these eye drops, especially if you use them and you notice eye irritation or infection, get immediate medical treatment. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Since, you know, we have this quack report on the eye drops, I thought, you know, well, let's look into this eye health and your eye pathways. Because recently I did report on scientific research that was suggesting that inflammation is the beginning of eye disease. Now, research from Max Planck Institute of Molecular Cell Biology and Genetics in Dresden, Germany, are reporting that our metabolic pathways and our chemical reactions in cells can actually start eye or neurodegenerative diseases of the eye. So I thought we'd check this out. So what are they saying is the cause? Well, according to the German scientists, our stressful life can bring about chemical cell changes. Another concern is they called it nutrient stress. So according to the National Library of Medicine, nutrient stress can also lead to oxygen deprivation to the cells of the eye. Now, if the nutrient pathways are not restored, protein modification can be promoted. And this is one of the ways eye cancer, they say, can develop. And they also said your eye color may be a factor. The German study, they were saying eye pigment color may play a role in your eye health. So they especially mentioned brown pigment. So the pigments can be sensitive to pathways and amino acids and other products flowing in this ocular body. And the pathway regulates metabolic function of the eye. So a deprivation of nutrition or toxins can also build up, and ocular toxins can also affect your brain. So one gene to help with regulating the pathway in the eye, we have several genes that do that, and that's what they're studying to see where their research will go. They're testing some theories. So the German scientists tested their theory on the pathway of the eye. They were using nutrition to do it. So they altered the diet, and biochemical analysis looked at the effects and if any of the mutations occurred when they did that. And they found that diet does affect the metabolites or the metabolism of your eye, which can put a retina at risk, you know, if you're not getting the right nutrition. So it was really clear that the lack of nutrition impacted the retina, and they could see the degenerative effects in real time. So the scientists called it stress-induced retinal damage. And they also noticed that improving the diet also reduced the stress-related damage. Here's a quote from the German study, March 2023. They said, "This proved that retinal health in certain conditions can be improved by altering metabolism of the eye with diet." End of quote. Wow. So, you got a lot of power then if you can do that with food, nutrition. And this also highlights oxidative stress on the eye tissue by nutrient depletion if you have it. So, the researchers at the National Library of Science also noted that using over-nutrition or too much overcorrection of nutrition can lead to cellular and metabolic stress of the eye. So an example would be synthetic medications or supplements, which can increase the risk of carcinogens. So they cautioned on using nutritionally induced changes with high doses or mega doses. So a lot of times when you have supplements that are isolate, they aren't chemically balanced from where they took them from, and therefore you would typically get too much. All right, so let's talk about some foods that are really good for eye health here. Lutein, you've heard lutein and xanthan. Sources, USDA National Nutrient Database has some standard references on these nutritional elements. Some of the top 10 foods that are high in lutein and xanthan are going to be your dark leafy greens, salad greens, summer squash, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, green peas, leeks, green beans, and orange pepper. Your orange pepper is very high in those nutritional elements. Spring's here, and you're going to see a lot of that in the stores. Foods with a lot of other nutrition for your eyes, organic pastured egg yolks, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, sardines, anchovies with a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. This is especially good for the retina, according to research. Black currants, which have lots of flavonoids to protect the eye from DNA damage. Bilberry and blackberries, high amounts of these flavonoids, and xanthans, which help the eye to heal and be balanced and have your metabolic pathways working well. So greens that are going to be high in a lot of this eye nutrition, this lutein and xanthan are, you want to probably have a cup per day. It could be cooked. Spinach, turnip greens, sweet potatoes, Swiss chard, and collard greens, and mustard greens are going to be excellent for eye health. Additional foods, spring onions, fennel, herb, okra, celery, sweet green peppers, sauerkraut, Japanese persimmons, red cabbage, balsam pears, carrots, sweet yellow corn, artichokes, and tomatoes. Now, herbs that are going to be high in these nutrition elements for the eye are going to be basil, cayenne, paprika, parsley, coriander, thyme, oregano, sage, poultry, cumin, poultry seasonings on this list. I think that's odd. Mustard seed, chili peppers, black peppers, and caraway seeds, as well as pumpkin and horseradish. All very good for eye health. Now, some additional herbs that you may want to consider, herbs like eyebright, which helps to soothe and remove irritation and inflammation, good for things like pink eye, conjunctivitis, that kind of thing. Ginkgo biloba also dilates vascular blood flow to the eye and helps lower eye pressure. Also, eye pressure is usually higher in the morning, it gets lower, by noon and afternoon. So if you're worried about eye pressure, maybe go have your eye appointment to check for glaucoma in the afternoon when the pressure is more normalized. Golden seal's on the list. It removes irritation and infections. Milk thistle helps with weak eyes and blurry vision. So your eyes can be connected to the liver and kidneys, and often they'll tell you if you're trying to improve eye health, work on those organs as well. Liver will store vitamins, and also glucosamine used to repair your eyes. It releases reductase to prevent sugar deposits in your eyes as well. So remember, we want to watch the sugar. Grape seed extracts on the list, has lots of flavonoids and antioxidants, helps with that ocular stress, lots of vitamin E, helps with cataracts even. So grapeseed extract, macular degeneration of the eye strain, it's really great for that. Fennel, we mentioned that on the list. It has a history to show fennel helps with inflammation of the eye pressure, glaucoma, and cataracts. So fennel is nice to have. Turmeric, again, eye inflammation and reduces oxidative stress on the eye and helps if you have dry eye, it says. So limit your sugar, as it will cause a lot of swelling of the vascular pathways of the eye, and toxins will build up. And also you want to avoid things with tannic acid, also the same thing. Tannic acid you often find in caffeinated tea and coffee, which can constrict the blood flow to the eye, which not good. Also, you'll find tannic acids in wine and beer. Now, getting decaffeinated coffee and tea doesn't remove the tannic acid, so that's not going to help you. So the gift of sight is precious, as we know, and protecting our vision is an important proactive measure for health. So whole foods will provide the balanced chemistry without second guessing if you are overdoing it. And with whole foods and herbs, the body takes the nutrition that it needs and voids out what it doesn't need. So synthetic supplements are missing chemistry and often promote a lot of mega doses. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog. It's going to feature a lot of anti-inflammatory and detoxing herb products. And this will help you improve overall function, and it empowers you. You can be empowered with a lot of these medicinal herbs God has provided us. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, the web address, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And they've extended the spring sale. It runs through the end of March, so you can save 25% on orders of $60 or more. Use coupon code 23SPRING, either over the phone, on the website, or on your order form. But the sale will end on the 31st of March, and restrictions apply. So if you're trying to stock up, get what you need, and cleanses for springtime, which is really a perfect time for cleansing, you'll save 25%. Before the prices go up the first week of April. Okay, so people have been calling and asking, well, do you have the new catalog yet? Any day now, we're expecting, you know, the big delivery truck to arrive. So any day now, this week, we're looking for the catalog. So, yes, we are starting a list. If you want to put through an order on the website for a catalog, we'll put you on the new catalog list since it's so close to getting here. And we'll send those out as soon as we have them. And then I've been also asked, what about your website makeover? Well, that's coming along, too. Some of our developers had a little bit of a hiccup to work out, you know, coding and all. But they say it's moving along very well. So I was hoping to, you know, debut the website with the new catalog. But we just want to make sure the website's done properly. So we'll just wait until next month. Hopefully they'll be finished then. And you can check it out and let me know what you think. What else is on? Oh, we want to actually pray for all those that were affected by that shooting at the private school. It's tragic. And so we want to lift all the families up in prayer there and ask the Lord to protect us from all evil, all manner of wickedness. You know, pray you put your hedges and your warring angels and your shields and encampment about us all, to keep us safe from the nonsense out there. And we lift those families up in prayer regarding this tragedy. Okay, so we got a few minutes. So we're going to be looking at some foods that can help prevent kidney stones. Did you know you could do that? Well, yeah, certain things will promote kidney stones. So if you avoid those foods and then, you know, pepper in the foods that help, you know, deter them, then you won't be rolling around the floor in pain. Because if you ever had a kidney stone, I don't know, Frank, have you ever had a kidney stone? Ooh, painful. Because a lot of times these little particulates will stick to the kidney filters, and then when they break loose, they want to travel down the tubing to the bladder, and they got little barbs on them. So they kind of dig into the tubing, the flesh, as it goes down. This is where you get a little blood in the urine, but it's really painful. That's where people are, like, feeling it in their back area. So definitely want to avoid those kind of situations. If you go to the doctor, they may tell you to drink more water. They may give you a medication for pain, but they're going to tell you you're going to have to pass the stone. So kidney stones, very common urinary track issue, too common, really, especially in the United States. So we can expect approximately 10% of the United States population, that's 30 million people, have this problem with kidney stones, and a majority are going to be men. And I find it's very common with the trades, you know, because a lot of times these people, you know, going from, you know, work location to work location, they'll grab meals on the go. And a lot of times they'll be drinking sodas. You know, if they're going through a drive-thru, they'll get a soda. And sodas will pull the calcium out of your bones and deposit them as stones in your kidneys. So sodas are not the best thing to have. Now, males are 3 times more likely than women to develop kidney stones, but it doesn't mean women can't get them. And once you get them, you're 40% more likely to keep getting them over the next 5 years, and 80% or more likely to have them over the next 25 years unless you make some changes. So it's what we're putting in the body matters, and so we want to avoid those things that promote stones. Also, very subtle indication for some folks out there could be the city water is the problem, making your kidneys hurt. So bottled filtered water, get a good filtration system. But a lot of times city water can do that, bother your kidneys. So what are your chances? Well, are some people more prone to developing kidney stones than other people? Here's some factors that could increase your risk. This is what usually medicine lists: heredity, infections, sometimes medications, metabolic malfunction, of course, your diet. Now, it should also be noted Caucasians are more predisposed to develop kidney stones than African Americans are. And you're more likely to develop kidney stones if you're between the ages of 20 and 40, and especially if you're taking thyroid hormone medications or loop diuretic meds. So a lot of times you can have a medication-induced issue, so check your medicine cabinet. So how do the stones develop? So the kidney stones are a hard crystal which get separated from urine and accumulate on the inner lining of your kidney. The stone is really typically made of calcium, an oxalate, or a phosphate. And when you don't have the proper balance of chemicals in the urine to dissolve these elements, we tend to get the stones. So what you eat will affect the chemicals and the crystal content of your urine. So what should we eat really to prevent this high buildup of the calcium, the oxalate, the phosphate? What can we eat to prevent that? Well, don't eat the Western diet in general. That's going to promote stones. So countries that adopted the Western way of eating have all been cited as having tenfold increase in kidney stones. So it's really what we're eating. And there's different types of kidney stones. So depending on your lifestyle and your family tree, you can develop specific types of kidney stones. The calcium kidney stone is the most common when the calcium is not used by the body correctly and it gets flushed out through the urine. So if the calcium hangs around, it builds up as a waste material or particulate on your kidney filters and it forms a stone. Another kind of stone is the struvite stone, which contains magnesium and ammonia. This is a waste product. They usually form after a urinary tract infection. And the uric acid stone will form if you have too much acid in your urine. And the rarest form of kidney stone is your cystine stone, which is a kind of a cystine element that is a buildup of, it builds up in the muscles and in the nerves, and then it dumps down into the urine, and then it can cause cystinosis and that kind of a different stone. So we have three kind of different stones we can get, but when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how you can prevent them, and if you got them, how you can get rid of them. Easy. We'll be right back with more.
It's gonna be a long, long journey. It's gonna be an uphill climb. It's gonna be a tough fight. It's gonna be some lonely nights, but I'm ready to carry on. I'm so glad.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Tapping your feet. Oh yeah, great in the mood. That's that jitterbug music, right? Frank digs the swing. Okay. Yeah, my mom showed me at my grandparents' house when I was middle school. I didn't know what swing was. I didn't know what jitterbugging was, so they put on a little in the mood and showed me what that was. So, yeah, that's a good memory. All right, we're talking about, actually, kidney stones, how to avoid them. So if you ever had kidney stones, most kidney stones can pass through the body undetected if they're small enough. So it is really the bigger stones that we notice because they can get stuck in the urinary tract. They can block the flow of urine, making it hard to go. And it can cause severe and persistent back or side pain. Other symptoms would be blood in the urine, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, cloudy urine, urine that has a bad odor, or a burning sensation when you urinate. So your physician is going to probably want to do a complete medical history, physical exam, and some other diagnostic procedures to determine what's wrong with you. So you may be subjected to a series of x-rays, scans, hopefully not an MRI, too much radiation, but you may get a sonogram of the kidneys and bladder, hopefully not a dye injection study in the vein. They could go there with that. But the x-ray should really show things like tumors, stones, or other reasons for malfunction. A sonogram or ultrasound can do the same. So I would vote for the ultrasound. So you will probably get maybe some blood taken and to see if you have any unusual substances that would promote a kidney stone, any infections. And also a renal ultrasound will most likely be ordered and to see what the size and diameter of the kidney stones are, and also if there's any cysts. So it's really a good idea, if you're worried about the size of the stones, to get an ultrasound just to get the size of them. So let's look at some prevention. So the National Institute of Diabetes and Kidney Disease recommends that you drink water about 12 glasses a day to flush out your kidneys. And the beverages of choice they also recommend can be like fruit juice, but they also list coffee and tea and sodas. And I think that's too much acid, and I think they can promote stones rather than deter them. Also, drugs that are used to prevent calcium buildup may also be prescribed by medical doctors. However, Dr. Stanley Goldberg of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philly, he says you want to change your diet and you want to cut out the risk that creates stones, and you'll cut your risk of getting stones in half. So the Mayo Clinic agreed. And in their test case of 108 patients, they changed their eating habits and they drank more water and they had no kidney stones for the next 5 years. So what are some of the dietary changes? Well, if you're prone to kidney stones, people who cut back on all the meats, which reduce protein in the urine, had fewer, if any, stones. So cut the meat portion to maybe 2 to 4 ounces per day or per serving, and you'll boost also the vegetable consumption to fill the gap. So vegetables have fewer stones. Vegetable eaters, or vegetarians, I should say, have fewer stones, according to a study by Great Britain. And in their study, they concluded that vegetable fiber was an antidote to kidney stones. They said the vegetable protein also decreases the amount of calcium that you get in the urine that would promote particulates that create stones. Patients who went from a vegetarian diet to eating meat increased their calcium in the urine and their risk of getting the stones. This study also by Halifax Stone Clinic and Camp Hill Medical Center, they found that those who ate more wheat or corn bran fiber dropped the calcium in the urine significantly and reduced the recurrence of the kidney stones by 60%. So I'll read that again. They said those who ate more wheat or corn bran fiber dropped the calcium in the urine significantly and reduced the recurrence of kidney stones by 60%. Then there's the Asian element here. This is after World War II, the people of Japan started to eat more of the Western diet, and their cases of kidney stones tripled. So a study done by, looks like Kinki University at Kawasaka tested 370 patients, and those that drank more water and ate more vegetables with meals avoided large dinners and ate earlier in the evening before bed were 60% less likely to develop kidney stones. So kind of interesting that this diet worked even if they had high calcium in their urine and were drinking and were taking prescription meds. So just a little twist of the when they ate and what they ate kind of helped them. Here's a list of some of the things you may want to avoid. Foods high in oxalate will promote more oxalate in the urine, creating stones. So foods such as sweet potatoes, baked beans, blackberries and rhubarb, and spinach, peanuts, tea, and chocolate. So if you have cystitis, spinach is especially something that's really going to ping your problem. So watch the spinach. You are also probably wondering about, you know, reducing your animal calcium foods like, you know, dairy. And also cut back on this. Well, it's not a bad idea. Severe calcium restriction boosts oxalate in the urine and then it causes stones. So you want to have a balance there. Now, the key would be also to get your calcium maybe from more vegetables. Vegetables have a balanced calcium mineral profile with boron and magnesium, and the body seems to prefer that over animal calcium. Now, the doctors of Harvard School of Public Health, they conducted this large study of over, well, it was over 4 years in length, and they found that men who ate calcium lowered their risk of stones 34% over men who restricted their calcium intake. So the study revealed that the calcium helps prevent oxalate from entering the blood and filtering through the kidneys. And the study also said it was calcium in natural foods that did this, not calcium supplements. So your green leafy vegetables. That's what it was. All right, and let's look at beverages. What could be the beverage of choice if you suffer from kidney stones? It's water, basically. Lots of it. If you're having tea, maybe do herbal teas like ginger, lemon. I would skip the green tea. It has tannic acid in it. Restrict your alcohol. Do moderate consumption of that or just get rid of it altogether because alcohol boosts levels of calcium and dilutes the citrus juices with more water. Also, other beverages to avoid are, again, tea, hot chocolate, and sodas. So a lot of studies recommend that you drink 2 8-ounce glasses of water every 4 hours while you're awake. Most people don't do that. And you know what I run into, Frank? People don't like the taste of water. I don't care what kind it is. They say, I just can't drink water. It doesn't have any flavor. That's what I hear. So they like something fizzy. They like something citrusy. So a lot of the flavored waters is what they're going for. Well, in addition to, you know, cleaning up the lifestyle or tweaking it a little bit, watching what medications you may be on. If you're wondering if your medication is promoting kidney stones, just take the med name, you know, type it in your search engine, and then the word side effects, and then WebMD tends to list your rare with common side effects, so you can look it up there. If you don't do the internet, you can go to the bookstore or your library and look at a physician's desk reference book, or it's called a PDR, and look the drug up in there, and it'll list all those side effects there. So basically, some of the herbs that can help with the urinary tract issue, a lot of people look at juniper berries, which are fine. They're really good at disinfecting a urinary tract because it has nice, lovely oils in the juniper that can do that. Gets rid of bacteria, yeast, and other microbes. But if you have weak kidneys, you don't want to use juniper. Juniper can irritate them. So juniper berries is an option for some folks. But if you want to do a kidney bladder cleanse periodically, you know, twice a year, let's say, that's a nice way of trying to get rid of the particulates that can stick to the filters of the kidneys. Very gentle, easy way to do that. And there is a regular with juniper and a juniper-free version at thepowerherbs.com. So if you have weak kidneys, you can get the juniper-free version. But then they also have their kidney stone formula that will dissolve stones, which, you know, makes it a lot easier to get rid of stones instead of having to pass them. And usually they work within a few days. Most people notice relief in a day or two. So it's called the kidney stone formula. And it's made with plants. It's a formula from Dr. John Christopher's School of Natural Healing, so it has 60 years of testing behind it. So it's an excellent formula, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs do make that. So if you're interested, you just kind of go over to the website, The Power Herbs, or if you have a catalog, it is in their catalog if you want to flip to that. Or you can simply give them a call if you need a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. So you had tools, you just didn't know you had them. Plant-based ones that help dissolve stones and a lot more comfortable, too, rather than passing them. All right. We got a few minutes, so let's see. We're going to be talking about something here. This is a report from a former FDA employee who is shedding some light on some things. So a lot of publications out there were saying that Americans are spending way too much money on healthcare. And this is a study out of USA Today. They were saying study Americans spent billions on non-conventional health approaches. So they're kind of, I guess, highlighting your natural health area. So the current numbers, you know, what we're spending, $30 billion out of pocket. Well, people buy supplements to stay well. Most of them do. Sometimes they buy them to get out of a sticky situation, because maybe they don't want to do petrochemical stuff. But they're saying we're spending way too much on natural therapies. Well, so what? You know, well, who's they that are saying that? Well, you can kind of take an educated guess on who that may be. So whether we're spending $30 billion or $329 billion, well, actually, we were spending $329 billion on conventional healthcare. And they're complaining. People are spending $30 billion out of pocket on the natural therapy stuff. So there seems to be this growing shift. People are demanding more natural therapies, and the healthcare establishment is noticing it. They noticed it so much during COVID, it bothered them. So we're going to take a look at this. This is a study, National Center for Health Statistics. They analyzed data from 2012. National Health Survey, and they determined the following. 1 in 5 Americans, 4 years of age and up, are using natural therapies and spending money on them. Well, that's how you get a natural therapy. You buy it. They also said therapies include massage, chiropractic, Tai Chi, energy therapies, herbs, and hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So according to the report, about 1% of the money is being spent on natural therapies, which means a majority of the people are still seeking conventional health care and their doctors and taking prescription meds. Well, that was evident when 60% of the United States got the COVID shot. So according to Oncology News, the CDC says 1 in 10 senior citizens can no longer afford their medications, and they are forced to choose between paying their bills and buying groceries or filling their prescriptions. And this means that the cost of, you know, everything has gone up and was not really anticipated, and it's taken now into account elderly are trying to, you know, save money as much as they can because they're retired. And the elderly have also experienced changes to the healthcare coverage, and they're paying more. And the study out of the American Academy of Family Physicians, they published it in the Annals of Internal Medicine. They said that the number of elderly not filling their prescriptions due to financial reasons is 1 in 3. They said it involved electronic health records. They were tracking things from their primary care network. So the patient's records are kind of linked to the insurance company data on the drugs that are dispensed and if you're actually paying for them. So they can see how often patients are visiting their doctors and if they're filling their prescriptions or not. And the electronic e-prescribing database also has kept real close track if patients are actually picking up and paying for the prescriptions even though the doctor called it into the drugstore. So they concluded 31% of the drugs are not being filled by patients. That means you're not buying drugs. That's discerning. That's concerning to them. They also listed additional data, patient noncompliance with their drug treatment. They said, for every 10 years added to a patient's age, the noncompliance to fill their drug prescription increased 11%. So if you're 50, you're buying your prescriptions, but if you're 60, 11% of you aren't. Also, recent hospital stays, also a problem. Higher copays and severe or chronic conditions, which require more medications. People are just like, I can't afford this. Canada also provides health care to all its citizens, covers 50% of them with drug insurance, and finds the same trend happening there, even though, you know, the European Union places, they're supposed to have free health care. People just don't want that kind of care. So the new strategy the medical establishment is using for medication adherence is to crack down on the folks not filling their prescriptions. They have healthcare professionals checking up on them, giving them a call. A lot of people saying the calls are annoying. They call them follow-up calls, and they say they border on harassment. Well, I can kind of attest to this. You know, they keep calling me about, hey, you know, you need to go get your mammogram or you need to go get your colonoscopy. And I tell them, sir or ma'am, whoever called me, I say, I don't do those. And they go, well, you're going to get a call 4 times a year. Anyway, they won't take you off the list. I guess you have to change your phone number. The American Academy of Family Physicians joined a coalition of 30 organizations in which their job is to identify strategies to increase medication compliance. So the stockholders of Prescription for Healthy America kind of had an initiative. They called on physician offices, and they called pharmacists and all their healthcare professionals and their consumer groups. They wanted them all to pitch in to secure drug compliance. So if we translate this, we find that 1% of the United States population is jumping off the prescription drug ship to something else. And then the establishment is not really satisfied. They're not. They notice that 1%. It's not, you know, their profit of $300 billion a year isn't enough. So we have people kind of switching places here. And they're going to get crafty with their coalitions here and pressures for people to go get scanned and radiated. And mammograms are like, what, 700 x-rays? They don't tell people these things. And, oh, it's just low radiation. It doesn't mean, but you get a cumulative effect if you get it year after year after year. See? Well, and then, you know, people say, well, supplements aren't regulated. Well, healthy self-care, they say, is cutting into the medical professional paycheck. And some of, you know, the supplement market, they say, is not regulated. It's not approved by the FDA. Well, critics like Dr. Paul Offit, you know, he's a pediatrician at Philadelphia's Children's Hospital. He said with regards to supplements, you're putting a lot of faith in something you shouldn't have much faith in. That's his opinion. Now, this is the same physician that a baby can handle as many as 10,000 vaccines during infancy. That guy. So isn't it interesting that Dr. Offit holds a patent on vaccines that he developed with Merck Pharmaceuticals? And he will earn millions of dollars on the royalties of these vaccines. So this is the physician in 2013 that banned the use of all dietary supplements at the Children's Hospital of Philly. Now, Daniel Fabricant is a former FDA director of the Dietary Supplement Program, and he's now a CEO of the National Product Association. He sets the record straight on your regulations with regard to your supplements here in the United States. He says, quote, dietary supplements do not claim to cure or mitigate disease and are, in fact, regulated just like other drugs. Supplements require good manufacturing processes and compliance with the FDA's adverse event reporting and record-keeping requirements, among other things. So people are kind of fed up with the type of care they are getting from primary physicians that is covered by their insurance. And across the board, people are looking for ways to stay healthy on their own. End of quote. Well, it's your God-given right to do that. So people take supplements to stay healthy. So if you see politicians regulating the you-know-what out of your supplement availability, you know they've been pressured by drug companies to do that. Because why would they care if you're healthy or not? The drug companies care because that means you're not buying their stuff. See? So that's what physicians should hear from their patients as well. You know, I want to stay healthy, so I'm doing what I can with my supplements. And it's nutrition. That's nutrition. So stand up for your right to have your herbs, because God said herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Daniel Fabricant goes on to say, I don't think it's just Americans who are spending money. I think the self-care movement is global, and it's here to stay. End of quote. And he's a former employee of the FDA, director of dietary supplements. So he knows it's not a fad. And supplements have always been exempt from heavy regulation like drug therapies are. Drug therapies, that's how the FDA got started, was because of the drugs, the petrochemical stuff. So we got this self-care movement going on, and drug companies don't seem to like it. So the average doctor runs through 40 patients per day and spends 7 minutes on each, which makes it difficult to even get interested in anybody's health and wellness in a 7-minute period. Most medical students receive only 1 day of nutritional education and have no education on the use and benefits of medicinal herbs or other natural therapies. Therefore, physicians like Dr. Offit, who ban and shun the use of supplements, is basing on really a lack of working knowledge is what he's basing that on. So I'm sure those who stand to benefit from the drug and the surgery treatments in your healthcare complex, yes, they're very concerned on this national or global movement away from petrochemical treatments to resolve their problems and into nutrition to resolve their problems. So this is the trend. This is what's bothering them. And so you want to be selective. Get your whole food supplements. The chemistry is intact from the plant source God created, see. And chemistry, balanced chemistry works well in the system. It's an altered form that doesn't. So when you take just one element from a plant and change it, that becomes a petrochemical drug. That's just like a prescription. But if you use the whole plant, the body's going to be able to use just what it wants, one, how much it needs, and void out what it doesn't. That's the beauty of nutrition. That's God's design. He gets all the credit for that. So I don't like isolated supplements, you know, a jar of this, a jar of that. Get your whole food stuff. Now, if you're interested in whole food, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you out. They got a wonderful, great supplement called Body Foundation Food Mix. Check it out. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. See what else they have. Get their free catalog, and you'll be amazed at the tools you'll have at your disposal for wellness. I'm out of time. Don't forget their sale. It runs through the 31st. Save 25%. Details online, or give them a call. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.